a Christmas tour is part of our tradition. I've been doing it for the past 20 years. And one of the places that I love to go to is in Garden Street in Dublin. There's always a beautiful atmosphere, and I suppose it's created by the ambience of the place and by the people and by the welcome itself. And so we're there on Monday, the 4th of December. The rest of them are around the country. We're in various different places.
Where are those places, just so people can check them out?
Okay, well, they're on my website, which is liamlawton.com, on my Facebook page, which is Liam Lawton Music. So we're in Cork, we're in Killarney, we're in Tipperary, we're in Carlow here, we're in Belfast. We're all around the place.
All around the place. You're going to be busy this Advent. Will you have much time for the Advent season of preparation, or is this your way of doing preparation, Liam?
Well, it's both. I mean, I try to combine both, but this really is mainly my focus here. And then once Christmas comes, or the days before Christmas, then I'm back here in Grey Cullen, in the parish. We have a busy schedule, but I plan it well so that hopefully nothing kind of collides.
And tell me, Liam, about music for you. I mean, I presume it's prayer for you. It's not just a performance, because your songs, have a special meaning to them, and the music resonates with the words. So it becomes a holistic experience of prayer.
Well, when I'm sitting here writing it, you want to see here some of the prayers that come out of your mouth. But, I suppose for me it's another language of expression. And like some people find the traditional devotional prayers, they say, or some people might find it in nature, I find it in music. I really believe that music is a divine gift, and that when it comes from the right place and is used in the right way, well, then there are boundless possibilities, and it can create an atmosphere. It can bring solace and consolation. It can bring joy. I also think that music is a bridge to memory, particularly around Christmas, to when we hear particular carols. It can bring us back immediately into maybe childhood memories or happier memories of people who are no longer with us or gone on. It's a very powerful, powerful tool, really.
It is, because it gets us emotionally, in a deeper place, and gets us out of our head, I think, as well, as you're suggesting.
Yeah, exactly. It helps to go on that journey to the heart, and then it opens up all kinds of possibilities then as well. That I would say that music can be very effective in helping people to move to a different place, particularly if they're sad or if they're mourning.
But thinking of people who might this Advent be taking time to go to a concert, because people get very busy, as we know, and yet going to a concert, which is also enjoyable, it's not a stress or a strain.
I think we've lost the whole sense of what Advent is about. Because we're now celebrating Christmas before Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And in a kind of secular world, when it comes to when we should be celebrating Advent, what we try to do in our Advent night is it offers people space and a place to get away from the mayhem and the madness, and to reconnect firstly with themselves, and to reconnect with their own community, and to reconnect with what Christmas is really about. I think that's really, really important.
And what kind of songs, Liam? Have you new ones? Is it some of the older ones?
Well, our Christmas, particularly as we near Christmas, people, they don't get an opportunity maybe to hear a lot of carols. And then I've written a number of Christmas pieces myself. So we'll give this context. You see, I also think, Pat, that the context is really important. I sometimes go to concerts, and the voices are fantastic and the people are fantastic, but they don't communicate with their audience, and we've no idea what the context of the song is. And I think that's really, really important. One of the pieces that I sing is from the Wexford Carols. Right, well, to know the story behind that and how they're the oldest carols in Ireland. They go back to 1640s, and how difficult it was when they were written, and how they were preserved and hidden, kept among families in Kilmore and handed down from generation to generation. So you kind of evoke a whole mystery around it and tell the story of it, so that by the time you come to sing a song, people want to say, what is this song? And we hear it in a different way than me just going out and saying, well, this is such a carol and I'm going to sing this now.
Yeah, because that is a beautiful, particularly beautiful carol, and to think that it is so old and that it was held in that way and honored.
Oh, yeah, and it's a group of carols. It belongs to a group of 12 of them. And what they did was they gave each of the carols to a different family in the parish, and then each night somebody from that particular family would come and sing their carol, and that was the way of preserving them. So we'd say the Kellys or the Murphys or the Burns or whoever they were, were very proud of having this carol belonging to them. And they were based then on tavern songs that the writers of the text had heard, because that's the only way. I mean, it was in the middle of the penal times. It was a very difficult time. And so the music was, it was an oral tradition. And so the best way to learn music and to bring kind of a sacred context was to use some of the folk songs that they already had known, and that's what they did.
I never knew that. Never
very,
knew
very
that.
Very haunting.
Yeah, very haunting. Never knew that. That's an amazing story. So that's a flavour of what people can expect when they come.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the usual songs or Christmas carols people know and can. Like, it's not just about people coming to look at me singing. It's about everybody being involved as well, singing along with us and giving people a chance to sing. It's lovely to stand back and hear a whole group of people, community of people singing.
That's wonderful. So it's a sense of community. And you know, you were talking there about Gardiner Street Church, which is a beautiful church. You know, that some of our venues will obviously lend itself to sometimes that kind of experience as well.
I think there has to be a marriage between the text and the music, obviously, but also of the setting and the lighting, the sound. And one of the things we always work on is to make sure that the lighting is sensitive to the music as well. And candles and, you know, smells and the bells, as the fellow said. It's really getting in touch with the senses and helping us to be in touch with our senses as well.
So that's a great way for people to celebrate Advent and to mark, get a bit of really good time out at Christmas and have a space to reflect on what.
Yeah, not in any over-religious way or preach way or anything like that, nothing like that. Just a nice night. You know, there are beautiful concerts around at this time of the year anyway, you know. Mm. We're just another of the same.
Well, I wish you all the very best with it, Liam. And once again, it's on your website, liamlawton.com. And Facebook. You have a Facebook page as well, and people can around the country can find out where you are and the dates.
Thanks very much, Pat.
Lovely.
And, you know, dare I say it, but a happy Christmas to all your listeners.
Absolutely. Thanks very much indeed, and the same to you.